Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
Today, the 10th of October, marks World Mental Health Day, and mental health expert and clinical psychologist Alan Sweden, who co-founded the Akeso Group of Psychiatric Hospitals, along with Alon Litz, who's a former GM and director at Uber, are the inventors and people behind a brand new South African mental health support app. It's called Panda. At least that's how I'm pronouncing it in my head. But being South Africa, it could also be Panda. Minus the age. Alan will tell me very, very shortly. But Alan says we need to make mental health support simple, easy to attain, and when necessary, anonymous, because of the stigmatization around people diagnosed with mental health issues. Let's talk more to Alan Sweden, find out more about Panda and why we need to do more for mental health. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Alan Sweden, really appreciate your time.
Good morning, Australia.
And of course, just to give him a proper designation, Alan is a clinical psychologist as well as the co-founder of the Akeso Group of Psychiatric Hospitals and the Panda app. Alan, thank you so much for availing yourself. Such an important topic that I think if we're going to look at COVID-19, this terrible pandemic, and look for a silver lining, it's meant that having conversations around mental health, mental wellness, has been forced upon those that might have preferred not to, right? These extreme conditions that we've been living under for 19 months, have meant that we have all taken some kind of knock. We've all been affected in some kind of way, and we can't look away. But talk to us about the fact that 80% of South Africans don't actually have the kind of support that they need when it comes to a mental health and wellness perspective.
Yeah, good morning and thank you. And it does feel like 19 years sometimes since you've been living under the pandemic.
Absolutely.
It's been a long time. I mean, look, there was a real mental health crisis in this country before COVID started to affect us. There's a lack of resources. There's not enough psychiatrists. There's not enough psychologists. Mm. There's very little access to that kind of specialization of mental health care. But there's also the stigma attached to it. And then what happened during the pandemic is that the resources in the health system were really thrown at just managing the pandemic as much as possible. And I think that money that would have gone into mental health care really did not go there. And people that would normally have sought mental health care just didn't have it over the pandemic, except for when people were able and lucky enough to get telehealth. Mm-hmm. Virtual care over Zoom or whatever it is they were using, when they were able to see their psychologist, etc. Sure. But really, it was a crisis before, and really, I think that it's reached really, really, awful proportions at the moment. Everyone's affected by it.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I'm sure you know that you are probably one of the people that are best placed to put in place a measure or an app, an intervention that makes access to mental health and psychological support services possible, right, to so many. As the founder of the Akeso Group, or CEO of the Akeso Group of Psychiatric Hospitals, I'll be honest and say that I first heard the name Akeso rolling off the tongues of generally young people, so millennials, geriatric millennials such as myself, and people would talk very, very openly about, I was gone for 3 weeks, I needed a break, or I wasn't doing well, or my therapist at this group is fantastic and gets me and understands me. And when you're able to get a group of a generation of people very, very comfortable with talking about mental health care and having a specific name attached to that, I think you've done a fantastic job. So with the Panda app, I imagine the kind of that you're going to see more of that kind of success, or at least I hope so. Of course, it helps that you've partnered up with Alon Litz, a former GM and director of Uber in sub-Saharan Africa. I guess we can call it e-hailing psychiatric service. Talk to us about what...
Sure.
This kind of service on an app using technology means. How have you developed it so that people that need your help are able to access it in time, but to the extent at which, or the extent to which they require it?
Yeah, thanks, Shafira. Well, that's a great question. So just to talk about my Kesso experience for a moment, what I've always been fascinated by is access to mental health care. Mm. And, you know, growing up as a psychologist, I qualified in the late 90s in Joburg. There really were very few places to be able to send a person who was at risk. Yeah. You know, when you talk about psychiatric illnesses, we can talk about diagnoses, but really a lot of the time what we're talking about are risk factors and distress factors. You know, how's a person feeling and the way that they're feeling, what does that make them do?
Yes.
And there were hardly any psychiatric beds. And, you know, during the last, we took over Crescent Clinic in about 2004, and since then, there were about, I think, 30 beds in Joburg, and I think there's probably more than 600 or 700 beds at the moment. So I think people have become much more comfortable with seeking inpatient psychiatric care. And what PANDA does is it provides access to people who otherwise really would not know where to turn. And what we provide on the PANDA app is peer support sessions in what we call the PANDA Forest. The bamboo forest or just the forest, and you can go onto the PANDA app and you can find it in the stores if you search for Join PANDA, two words, Join PANDA.
Mm-hmm.
You log in anonymously. It's a really easy way to log in. You don't use your own name. You don't have to. You can use your own name, but you can use a unique username. You can choose whatever picture you'd like to represent you. And you go into this thing called the forest. And in the forest, are sessions that are happening all the time, anonymously, audio-only sessions. It's a bit like radio, which I've always found really seductive and, you know, great to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can engage in sessions, and these sessions can be about how do you balance your life, what's the difference between sadness and depression, how do I deal with anxiety, what do I do if I've got exam stress, you know, how does sex, you know, influence my relationship, any LGBTQ+ issues, gender issues, whatever it is that really is affecting you and that you might otherwise not know where to turn, you can go to the forest. And you can find in the forest peer support, which is from other people who are going through similar things as you at the time.
Sure.
We believe that over time, experts, professional health, mental health experts will run sessions on the forest because it will be a really great way for them to give back to the community and also to build their practices.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can't find the group that you're looking for at that particular time, let's say it's 11 o'clock at night and you're really feeling anxious, and let's say it's a Sunday evening and you're worried about work tomorrow morning or whatever it is, or, you know, you're feeling lonely or feeling isolated because of COVID, you know, you can set up a session. You just press the plus button. You set up your own session. You tell us what time you want and what kind of things you want to discuss. And that session will be set up. We'll approve it in the back end. It then goes through directly into the app. And anybody else who might be going through the same things at that time can then join you and discuss those things, again, anonymously,
mm-hmm.
in an audio-only environment. And, you know, there's tens of thousands of these kinds of groups going on all the time. There's Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and there are lots of virtual groups set up on the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, which also run virtually now. And this is peer-to-peer stuff. This is people just supporting each other.
Sure.
And we really believe that, you know, with the October 10 today being, you know, how do we provide mental health access to everyone? And with the lack of resources, this is going to provide a real first-line care support system for a lot of people going through very difficult times.
Talk to us about how you balance, or, you know, as an app providing this platform, providing a place where these support groups and communities can flourish. How are you able to oversee, or how do you think around peer, you know, the peer support is, I imagine, a welcome intervention for so many people. Number one, you do away with the feeling of isolation or feeling as though you're the only person in the world experiencing what you are going through. That takes that away. You're able to get useful information from people that have been there or are there. But how are people who are, as you said earlier on about how are people at risk, right? How are they red flagged and how are they helped? Because sometimes when you are deep in a hole or you can't see, you know, the trees for the forest, you can't actually tell that you're quite far down this path. So do peers flag each other and say user X doesn't seem to actually be doing well? How does that work?
Well, you know, PANDA is, it's not really an emergency service,
mm.
but if we're able to flag people who are going through a very difficult time, we will give them access to, they press one button and they get an option to either call the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, Lifeline, or maybe the Kessel Hospital, the ambulance support system, where they can get that kind of emergency crisis support. Yeah. But, you know, what I found at Kessel, you know, people always think that, you know, if you go into a psychiatric hospital, you know, you're going to find these really kind of desperate people, you know, looking to jump out of windows and, you know, try and hurt themselves. And you actually just don't find that.
Yeah.
What you find is that when people do get the kind of support that they need, and they find that they're part of a community that understands them, they actually immediately start to feel better a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you ever visit one of the cancer hospitals, you'll find that people there are really kind of, you know, they're okay. And I think that you'll find that in Panda as well. You'll find people there, I hope, because really we're launching the app today.
Sure.
And I'm so excited about that. And you know, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to Alon Litz because, you know, the idea for me of providing care to sort of hopefully millions of people was such a foreign idea until I met up with Alon, who, you know, who had really kind of brought Uber to sub-Saharan Africa. And he is just fantastic at being able to match the right kind of person with the right kind of demand at the time. And, you know, I think that if we're able to do that, if we're able to match people properly, I think people are going to find really the right kind of support and care that they need at that time. And if they don't, then they can also access other parts of the app where they can get chat support from a registered counselor, where they can, which are going to either be text-based sessions where they can really, again, engage anonymously, or they can give their real name. They'll be able to engage with those counselors in live audio and video sessions that feature's coming in a few weeks' time. So there's always this different access to care, this kind of triage within psychiatric care, which there never has been before. You know, if you think about it, if you're looking for help, where do you go? Do you go to a psychologist, a social worker, a psychiatrist? Do you go for inpatient treatment? You know, who do you turn to? And what we're hoping that people will use Panda to really kind of get their peer support as first line, and then there's different levels of care that they can access as they need that kind of care along the way. So I'm so excited about it, and we're so happy to launch it today on such a special day.
Alan, we wish you all the best on the Panda journey. Before I let you go, as a clinical psychologist, and you know, you mentioned something, which was that as soon as people are able to speak to their peers and just start talking about whatever they're going through, that in itself is an incredible salve. What do you know for sure about what would help us as a society in reframing how we think about mental health, about psychiatric issues or mental health disorders? What would stand us best in a new approach? Because we know that in terms of the disease burden or illness burden in South Africa, it is quite an intense one. An estimated 1 out of 3 South Africans will suffer from some form of mental health problem at some point in their lives.
Yeah, I just wish we could take away the shame that's attached to, you know, to going through a difficult time. I mean, we're all going through it. Life is just not always easy. And I think that if we can take away, you know, some of the shame around it and just kind of say, you know, I'm actually going through a difficult time right now. I'd like to chat about it. I mean, it just sounds so straightforward, doesn't it? And so easy to just say, you know, I'm reaching out. And I wish that people could do it because, you know, those are such deep and meaningful conversations that happen straight away.
Yeah.
If you just reach out to someone, you know, it resonates with all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the benefits of that anonymity provided by technology, I imagine, is going to do a lot to free people from those initial fears or that initial hesitation of reaching out. Where can people find the app?
Oh, so they search for Join Panda, which are two different words, on either the Google Play Store or the iOS Store. We're launching it basically, it's just this weekend. We've debugged it quite a lot, and hopefully it'll be a good experience for everybody. But if it isn't, then please just keep coming back, because we will improve the features, you know, really on almost a weekly basis. So, you know, if your first user experience is not great, please do come back. Give us the benefit of the doubt. We're trying our best. And we really hope, and the more that people engage in it, the more exciting this app is going to be. So please do join it and engage and, you know, reach out there.
Absolutely. Alan, I look forward to touching base with you sometime further down the road, at some point further down the road, and just getting a sense of how things are going. And I imagine the answer will be well. All the best on your journey. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me this morning. Good luck.
Alan Sweden is a clinical psychologist, co-founder of the Akeso Group of Psychiatric Hospitals, and of course now the Panda app launched this weekend. Join Panda are those two words that you need to type into any of your game or app stores, whichever one you frequent, and you ought to find it there.